yeah, got your funky bus fare.
Fi, fo, fum. Tell the driver, here you come. You're coming to listen to AstroTalk with Frankie Smith and the Double Dutch Bus on CITR 101.9 at UBC. Good afternoon, this is Marco. You are listening to AstroTalk on CATR 101.9. Guess what? It's the special week. It's Fun Drive. So go to citr.ca/donate or phone 604-822-8648. You know that we depend on you for listening. Also, you guys are important because you keep us going. We need money to operate, and we do this once a year. Last year we didn't do it, so we're low, we're short. We need your help. And I'm going to tell you what CITR means to me. I first came here 2002 to do my show AstroTalk. I was going to start in 2002, so that was 17 years ago, but all of a sudden I got a job offer in Tokyo, so I went to live in Tokyo. So I didn't get back until 2014. That's when I started my AstroTalk about 5 years ago. And you know what? It's a lot of fun. You guys help people. I remember, what's that guy named Pitbull? He said he wants to live his dream. It's not just a dream. He lives it. That's what I'm doing. I'm living my dream by doing a talk show at UBC. So that's what a lot of other people do. There's DP out there. Hi, DP. She does a lot of good thing in the accessibility community. We have all kinds of shows that are not carried on regular radio, so please support us. Now, there is a Fun Drive now, so I'm going to start it off by saying I have a Denny's gift certificate. There's Denny's at 1759 West Broadway. It's also called, what's it called again? It's a double restaurant, so it's Denny's and something else. It's got a bar and really good food, and I go there all the time. There's Beta and Anna and everybody else there. Hello. And Yasmin, and I just want to say hi. So I have a $20 gift certificate to Denny's, and when the other name of the restaurant, it's a double restaurant, when it comes to mind, I will tell you what it is. But here's a $20 gift certificate. Why doesn't somebody call in now and donate $25? How does that sound? You can get a nice meal at Denny's, and they're partnered with another restaurant. So please support us. Phone in and call. And I have other things. You know what? I have a book here. I have three books. So one of them is called In the Cell in Nong Khai, The Prisoners of Asia. Guess who wrote it? It was me, Marco Bisanich. Yes, I wrote a book a few years ago, and it was about my experience in Asia. And more particularly in the cell. Yeah, I was in jail in Bangkok for 9 days. I was put in jail. Actually, it started in northern Thailand, and I was transferred to two different jails. I got out after 9 days, and most of the people that I had been in the jail cell, they had been there 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years and no hope of getting out. So they were stuck there. So I was lucky to get out after 9 days. So read my book about the prisoners of Asia. Why doesn't somebody phone in and donate $25? You can have my book. It's an interesting look at how I believe all the people in Asia seem to be prisoners. Prisoners to their culture, prisoners to their job, prisoners to the school. They don't say no. They work themselves to death. They study themselves to death. And there are a lot of people in jail, and especially the young ladies there are put in a kind of jail, sex slavery. That's very bad. So when I was in jail, I saw that. So why doesn't somebody phone in? And why don't more people phone in and donate, make my show the highest ranking show in terms of the donations? And here's another one. I have a bad habit. A few months ago, I gave away about 45 shirts to the Big Brothers. It's a donation because I had so many shirts. They were all nearly new. And what I do, I go traveling. So, for example, I lived in Asia. I bought 250 ties, maybe 300 ties. I have tons of books. I buy things and I don't use them. So here's one book I bought I didn't even use. It's called A Complete Guide to Stargazing. It's totally new by Robin Skagel. It's a beautiful book. And why doesn't somebody donate something for it? It's got all the clusters, all the galaxies, all the stars, all the nebulas. Here, come on, astronomers, about the moon, equipment for observing. It's a Firefly Guide to Stargazing. Now, I've bought a lot of astronomy books. I have a big library of astronomy books. I remember I bought some in Florida when I was there, in California. I buy books all over the world. So now, two books are up now. One, In the Cell in Nong Khai, where yours truly was in jail. I'll tell you about my jail experience in Thailand. Why doesn't somebody donate $25? You can have this stellar book. And I write about my 7 years in Asia, what I saw there. So please donate. In the Cell in Nong Khai, The Prisoners of Asia by Marco Antonio. There's another book, Complete Guide to Stargazing. It's a beautiful book. These books are all spanking brand new. And a third book, it's called English Camp Thailand, and it's about ESL English. And guess who wrote it? Yes, I did. So there's three books up now. Marco Basanich, English Camp Thailand. Another book by Robin Skagel, Complete Guide to Stargazing. And it's brand new. It's a beautiful, beautiful book. Beautiful pictures. Tells you all you need to know. And then the other one, In the Cell in Nong Khai, when I was in jail in Thailand. And we have the Denny's gift certificate. So Denny's is a wonderful restaurant. I go there all the time. And Bar One, that's the name of the restaurant next to it. So there's a restaurant called Bar One that's attached to Denny's. They're in the same room. So here's a $20 gift certificate to Denny's. Why doesn't somebody call in and give $25? And I have some other stuff. I'll promote them in a few minutes. But I'm going to talk a little bit about astronomy. So what does the Milky Way weigh? That's a good question. How do we measure the Milky Way? We can't put it on a scale. So we can't put here. I'm reading the article. This is an article, March 7, 2019. What does the Milky Way weigh? So it's on www.nasa.gov. Before I go on, please donate citr.ca/donate or 604-822-8648. Now I'm going to talk about the Milky Way. We can't put the whole Milky Way on a scale, but astronomers have been able to come up with one of the most accurate measurements yet of our galaxy's mass using Hubble and the European Space Agency's Gaia satellite. The Milky Way weighs in at about 1.5 trillion solar masses, or 1.5 trillion times the mass of our sun, according to the latest measurements. Only a tiny percentage of this is attributed to the approximately 200 billion stars in the Milky Way and includes a 4 million solar mass supermassive black hole, the center. Most of the rest of the mass is locked up in dark matter, an invisible and mysterious substance that acts like scaffolding throughout the universe and keeps the stars in their galaxies. Isn't that interesting? Dark matter keeps stars in their galaxies. So please donate. Please call in. Remember, there's a, for all you astronomers, let's get the astronomers to donate here. Here it is, Complete Guide to Stargazing. And it's by Firefly. It's a totally new book. It is beautiful. It's got all kinds of pictures and beautiful tips about astronomy. So all you astronomers, please donate. I know you have to listen to me. I know that's the bad part of it, isn't it? Listening to this Marco guy. But please donate, because you'll make me feel good and you'll help CITR. So I have three books here. Complete Guide to Stargazing by Firefly Books. It's Robin Skagel. In the Cell in Nong Khai, The Prisoners of Asia by Marco Antonio Basanich. That's me. That's when I was in jail in Thailand for 9 days. This was in 2007, and I met some fabulous people. One guy I met was Alias. He's a guy from Myanmar with polio. He's like my instant brother in there. I saw a lot of bad things, too. So anyway, and my third book is English Camp Thailand by Marco Basanich. And of course, what do I have here? A beautiful Denny's gift certificate. It's on Broadway and Burrard, and it's located with Bar 1, 1795 West Broadway. So please donate. So now back to the show. Okay, earlier research dating back several decades used a variety of observational techniques that provided estimates for our galaxy's mass, ranging from 500 billion to 3 trillion solar masses. The improved measurement is near the middle of this range. So how can they measure something 3 billion solar masses? So says Roland van der Merrill of the Space Telescope Science Institute in Baltimore, Maryland, and quote, "We want to know the mass of the Milky Way more accurately so that we can put it into a cosmological context and compare it to a simulations of galaxies in the evolving universe. Not knowing the precise mass of the Milky Way presents a problem for a lot of cosmological questions." I bet it does, end quote. The new mass estimate puts our galaxy on the beefier side compared to other galaxies in the universe. Beefier, that's a good word. The lightest galaxies are around a billion solar masses, while the heaviest are 30 trillion or 30,000 times more massive. The Milky Way's mass of 1.5 trillion solar masses is fairly normal for a galaxy of its brightness. Astronomers use Hubble and Gaia to measure the three-dimensional movement of, globular star clusters, isolated spherical islands, each containing hundreds of thousands of stars, each that orbit the center of our galaxy. So I talked about star clusters for the past few weeks. Although we cannot see it, dark matter is the dominant form of matter in the universe, and it can be weighed through its influence on visible objects like the globular clusters. Remember, please donate, 604-822-8648. The more massive a galaxy, the faster its globular clusters move under the pull of gravity. Most previous measurements have been along the line of sight to globular clusters. So astronomers know the speed at which a globular cluster is approaching or receding from Earth. However, Hubble and Gaia record the sideways motion of the globular clusters, from which a more reliable speed and therefore gravitational acceleration can be calculated. So I'm going to go on with this article, but I'm going to stop for a second and talk about our radio station. So a lot of people, if you donate, you help a lot of the young people who are trying to find their way in terms of their career. So some people go on to career. Some people do this for a hobby, and some people like me. So this is my hobby and it's a lot of fun. So please donate, help the people here at CITR, please donate. And now what I'm going to do, I'm going to go for a commercial. So thank you for listening. You're listening to Astro Talk on CITR 101.9, and it's Fun Drive. So please donate, help us. I can see DP out there. Donate to DP Show. She's wonderful. This is Marco. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Feels like a vortex, all covered in Gore-Tex. Don't look at your tex.
Do you like that? How about that? Mondays, 5 p.m. Deliberate Noise. Nina Panini, special guest Claire. Local, new, hot, upcoming shows, toilets, friendship. Mondays at 5. CITR. Be there. Be there. One, two, be there.
Let me refresh your memory. Russians. That's right. Russians. Ruskies. Communists. Communists. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for. Say me wine up the thing till it pile up. Big bumper girl just a wine and a oil up. They must spoil me a stock till it pile up. My money no, so it my
you
money
dance like you mean it. Dance like you on fire and you want me to know. You move like you mean it, shorty. See the look on your face. You don't wanna fight, I wanna make love, maybe both. The way you wind it and pop it. One more time, go wind and pop it. Yeah, yeah. Pop that drink, got me feeling alright. Pretty little thing, I could watch it all night. Pull up on that bumper, girl, I just might. Pull up on that bumper, girl, I just might. Baby, push back when I jump behind it. When I jump behind it. So when I jump behind it, push back on me. So baby, push back when I jump behind it. Baby, let me know you like it. Now let's give them something to see. Everybody's in it.
You're listening to Mayo on CITR 101.9 on Marco's Astrotalk. Push back. Hello. Please mean it, people. Phone in. I just went to the boards. They said nobody's phoned in, so please, there's a $20 gift certificate for Denny's and Bar One. It's on Broadway and Burrard, 1795 Burrard or Broadway. It's a great restaurant, and there's a $20 gift certificate. Why doesn't somebody phone in for $25? Donate. Also, what I have here, believe it or not, as I told you, I went to Asia. I have 250 ties. Well, what I do is when I go traveling, I buy things. And I have two nice toques here I've never used. A Vancouver Canucks toque, a New York Yankees toque. They're both worth $40 list. I got them for about $15 to $20. And I haven't used them. I've got so much stuff at home. Help me, please. Help me clear out. Please pledge $20 for a New York Yankees toque or $20 for a Canucks toque. There's also the Denny's gift certificate, $20. And there's the book in the Cella Nonkai when I was in jail. And the astronomy book, Firefly, Complete Guide to Stargazing by Robin Sky. It's a beautiful book. Please, people, donate. You can really help us in terms of our goals in raising money for this radio station. So where was I? I was talking about measuring the Milky Way. So where's the Milky Way? We're in the Milky Way. We're in the middle of the Milky Way. So the most recent measurement is the Milky Way is 1.5 trillion solar masses. And the Milky Way is fairly 1.5 trillion masses. It's fairly normal for a galaxy of its brightness. And apparently, a lot of that mass of the Milky Way is made of dark matter. So now I'm going to, although we cannot see it, dark matter is the dominant form of matter in the universe. And it could be weighed through its influence on visible objects like globular clusters. The more massive a galaxy, the faster its globular clusters move under the pull of gravity. More previous measurements have been along the line of sight to globular clusters, so astronomers know the speed at which a globular cluster is approaching or receding from Earth. However, Hubble and Gaia record the sideways motion of globular clusters, from which a more reliable speed and therefore gravitational acceleration can be calculated. And guess what? I have something else. Does anybody like astronomy? Well, maybe the two or three people that are listening to this show. I think there's more. Hopefully there's more. So I have a gift certificate to the planetarium. It's worth $19.50. Why doesn't somebody please phone in, donate $20? You can feel good about you have donated. You have helped a radio station. And with that, you can go and see the planetarium. So I am looking for it because I just sent an email earlier on, and I'm looking for the response from it. But basically, it's a thanks for sending this email. It's a person at the planetarium. Her name is Jen, and let's see what she says. Can you give me a mailing address where you would like the gift certificate sent? So she's going to send me a gift certificate. So this is for the planetarium. So I'm going to respond to her. Hi, Jen. I am on an air now. I am waiting for the people to donate to this radio station. And as I said, I got wonderful gifts. I have a astronomy book, a beautiful astronomy book. Why doesn't somebody donate some money? And you can get that beautiful astronomy book. And there is also my book when I was in jail in Thailand, in the cell in Nong Khai, The Prisoners of Asia. And you can read about my predicament in Asia and when I was in jail in Thailand. And wouldn't that be fun to be in jail? Yes, I was in jail. And it was, they were going to put me in jail for a long time, but my work got me out. And so basically, you can read about, and you can laugh, and you can smirk about what happened to me. So Jen is going to give me a gift certificate. The gift certificate, it is really appreciated. Thank you, Jen, from the planetarium. So when I phoned the planetarium today, there was a lot of children there, and they couldn't talk to me. They're so busy because it's a wonderful place. So please donate $20, and you can have a gift certificate to the planetarium. And there's also the gift certificate to Denny's restaurant. There's also Bar One. That's the other restaurant next to it. So I'm going to go back to the article. So remember, 604-822-8648. You can donate some money for my books, In the Cell of Nong Khai When I Was in Jail, Complete Guide to Stargazing, and the English Camp Thailand. There's a $20 gift certificate. There is also a beautiful Vancouver Canucks toque. I bought it when it was on a sale. It's regular $39. Why not send in a pledge and you can have this toque? $20. What about it? How is that? And there's a New York Yankees toque. So there's a lot of things I have here. And anybody interested in a nice fan? You know, Confucius, the famous philosopher, one of the greatest philosophers in the history of our planet. I was in his temple a couple of months ago in China. I have a beautiful fan here with Confucius and all his wise men. So why don't you donate $10 for that? So let me write it down again. I have a book when I was in jail in the cell in Nong Khai, Marco Bassanich English Thai Camp, ESL book, a Firefly book, complete stargazing, two toques. One is a New York Yankee toque, one is a Vancouver Canucks toque, and one is a Denny's gift certificate. So please donate to our radio station. It would be much appreciated. So I'm getting back. First, let's give the numbers, 604-822-8648 or citr.ca/donate. So now I'm getting back to the measurement of our galaxy. So they have measured our galaxy to come in at 1.5 trillion solar masses. Now that's pretty big, isn't it? 1.5 trillion solar masses. So we often don't deal with the kind of numbers or the scope or the size of things. But let's say, for example, if light from the center of our galaxy, it took 26,000 years for our light to reach the center of our galaxy. So the center of our galaxy is 26,000 light years away. So if I send out a beam of light now towards the center of our galaxy, it'll reach there in 26,000 years. So when light goes fast, or when light travels, it goes 3.0 times 10 to the 8 meters per second. Now that's fast. Our sun burns 600 million tons of hydrogen, fuses it every second. So as you see, the scale in astronomy is very big, scales that we are not used to dealing with. But we're used to dealing with numbers like 5, 10, or 20, or 30. Those are numbers we're used to dealing with. So why don't you phone in 604-822-8648 and donate. There's lots of gifts here, and you can have your choice of them. So I'm going back to the article. Okay, this is about the weight of the Milky Way. The earliest homesteaders of the Milky Way, globular clusters contain the oldest known stars, dating back to a few hundred million years after the Big Bang, the event that created the universe. They formed prior to the construction of the Milky Way spiral disk, where our sun and solar system reside. So says Tony Son of the Space Telescope Institute in Baltimore, Maryland, and quote, because of their great distances, globular star clusters are some of the best tracers astronomers have to measure the mass of the vast envelope of dark matter surrounding our galaxy, far beyond the spiral disks of stars. End quote. So globular clusters are not just useful for themselves, they help determine the mass of our galaxy. The international team of astronomers in the study are Laura Watkins, European Southern Observatory, Garching, Germany, Roland van der Mill, Space Telescope Science Institute, and John Hopkins University Center for Astrophysical Sciences, Baltimore, Maryland, Sango Tony So, and other people. So this is an interesting article about measuring the mass of our galaxy. I wonder if kids, let's say if there was aliens in some other civilization millions and millions of light years away, and they're a technically advanced civilization, and a little kid, 7 years old, let's pick seven, he goes to his mom and he says, "Hi, Mom, guess what? I measured the mass of our galaxy today." And she says, "That's nice, Junior," with a sigh, like, ho-hum, boring. So are they in existence, these civilizations that are much more advanced than ours? So thank you for listening. Again, please donate 604-822-8648 or citr.ca/donate. I'll run down the gifts again. A book, ESL book that I wrote. Another book, a novel, In the Cell in Nong Khai, The Prisoners of Asia, when I was in jail in Thailand for 9 days. Firefly, Complete Guide to Stargazing by Robin Skaglet. It's a beautiful book with lots of beautiful pictures and timely information. And there's two toques here, the New York Yankees toque and the Vancouver Canucks toque. So please donate. And there's also a nice fan, a big, beautiful fan with Confucius and all his wise men. I was in the city of Chufu a few months ago. I went to the Confucian Temple and I bought a nice fan. So this is straight from China. Okay, so thank you. Remember, you are the ones that keep us going. You are the ones that when you donate, it helps all our radio station. So the next article, what I'm going to do, celebrating 50 years of Apollo 9. A hell of a ride. 50 years ago, we tested the capabilities of our moon landing spacecraft in Earth's orbit. Commander James McDivitt, Command Module Pilot David Scott, and Lunar Module Pilot Rusty Schweikart performed systems checks and gathered data. The Lunar Module and the Command Module, separated by nearly 100 miles and an engine burn check, brought them back together. A challenging rendezvous and docking proved the abilities of the hardware. This historic mission, launched on March 3rd, 1969, as an engineering mission and paved the way for future Apollo missions. The video is available for download from NASA's Image and Video Library. So go to NASA, the article I am reading is from NASA's homepage, www.nasa.gov. Go there now and you will say Apollo 9, celebrating 50 years of Apollo 9, a hell of a ride. So what am I thinking about? I'm thinking about our radio station. We need you, we need your support, we need your help. And we have the week of fund drive now. We're raising funds for our radio station. So please help us and donate at 604-822-8648 or citr.ca/donate. So what am I going to do now? I'm going to talk more astronomy. So CITR is allowing me to live my dream. My dream was to have a radio show. Now, I'm going to weigh something else then. We weighed a galaxy a little earlier. Why not weigh a galactic wind? So how can you weigh galactic winds? This is from a spacecraft called, you know what? I'm not sure if it's a spacecraft, observatory, a telescope, but anyway, it's called SOFIA, S-O-F-I-A, and Stratospheric Observatory for Infrared Astronomy, SOFIA. SOFIA is weighing galactic winds. and waning galactic winds provides clues to the evolution of galaxies. So this is on www.nasa.gov, March 5th, 2019. And the title of the article is Waning Galactic Wind Provides Clues to Evolution of Galaxies. So I am going to start reading the article. But we're asking you, please, all the listeners, please donate. I have some gifts here, some books. When I was in jail in Thailand, a stargazing book, an ESL book I wrote, and two toques. There's a Vancouver Canucks toque and a New York Yankees toque. These are brand new. Why not donate $20 for our radio station? Okay, back to this article. So the article says Waning Galactic Wind provides clues. Waning Galactic Wind provides clues to evolution of galaxies. Sorry, I'll do that again. Waning Galactic Wind provides clues to evolution of galaxies. This is dated March 5th, 2019. The Cigar Galaxy, M82, is famous for its extraordinary speed in making new stars, with stars being born 10 times faster than in the Milky Way. Now, data from the Stratospheric Observatory for Infrared Astronomy, SOFIA, have been used to study this galaxy in further detail, revealing how material that affects the evolution of galaxies may get into intergalactic space. Researchers found, for the first time, that the galactic wind flown from the center of the Cigar Galaxy M82 is aligned along a magnetic field and transports a very large mass of gas and dust, the equivalent mass of 50 to 60 million suns. So I'll read that again. Researchers found for the first time that the galactic wind flowing from the center of the Cigar Galaxy, so there's a galactic wind flowing from the galaxy, is aligned along a magnetic field. And this transports a very large mass of gas and dust, the equivalent mass of 50 to 60 million suns. So does that mean 50 to 60 million suns per year, or just a constant flow of 50 to 60 million suns? Says Enrique Lopez Rodriguez, a University Space Research Associate, scientist working on the SOFIA team, and quote, "The space between galaxies is not empty. It contains gas and dust, which are the seed materials for stars and galaxies. Now we have a better understanding of how this matter escaped from inside galaxies over time," end quote. Whew. Besides being a classic example of a starburst galaxy, which means it is forming an extraordinary number of new stars compared with most other galaxies, M82 also has strong winds blowing gas and dust into intergalactic space. Astronomers have long theorized that these winds would also drag the galaxy's magnetic field in the same direction, but despite numerous studies, there has been no observational proof of the concept. So I'm going to read that again, okay? It's a starburst galaxy, so it's forming an extraordinary number of new stars. M82 also has strong winds blowing gas and dust into intergalactic space. Astronomers have theorized that these winds drag the galaxy's magnetic field in the same direction, but there's no proof of the concept. So M82 is blowing gas and dust, but scientists believed before that the winds from this gas and dust, so the winds would also drag the galaxy's magnetic field in the same direction, but that's not true. Spacey concept, isn't it? Researchers using the Airborne Observatory SOFIA found definitively that the wind from Cigar Galaxy
not only transports a huge amount of gas and dust into the intergalactic medium, but also drags the magnetic field. So what is they had a theory that the magnetic field would be dragged in the same direction as the winds, but there was no proof. So it looks like they finally got proof. So it also drags the magnetic field, so it's perpendicular to the magnetic disk. In fact, the wind drags the magnetic field more than 2,000 light years across, close to the width of the wind itself. So says Lopez Rodriguez, and quote, "One of the main objectives of this research was to evaluate how efficiently the galactic wind can also drag along the magnetic field. We did not to expect to find the magnetic field to be aligned with the wind over such a large area."
So I'm going to pause for a second to talk about something really important, and that is our fund drive. We didn't have a fund drive last year, so we really need the funds. You, our listeners, support us by listening, and thank you. But please support us now. I have some gifts. I have two toques, a New York Yankees toque, a Vancouver Canucks toque. They're brand new. I have a Denny's gift certificate, and I have a book in the cell in Nong Khai when I was in jail in Thailand, and an ESL book I wrote, and a complete stargazing guide. So you astronomers, please donate. You get a nice book, a Firefly complete guide to stargazing. So what am I going to do now? Let's see. I think I'm going to go for a break. So when I come back, hopefully you guys will be getting to that phone and you can donate. So please donate to FunDrive. This is Marco. You are listening to Astro Talk on CITR 101.9.
Said that she got tips on you, and she be hanging with the crew.
She's talking shit. Yeah, I see her in the dance with the gang, but she was just another girl in the room.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not got my eyes on you, so you could have never taken me for four.
You see right now. Maybe like a dancer, no fool, she want me. She won't ever tell the truth.
Yeah, yeah. Pull up in that automobile with black wheels. Red on my feet like somebody blood spilled. My swag dangerous, my swag kills. They can't hang with us, they ain't real. Me, I'm the ting with them want. Get them girl dead out, dash them in a casket.
Welcome back, this is Marco, and you're listening to Stephon Dawn again with Abracadabra on Astro Talk on CITR 101.9.
Papa, I feel live on the ill with the finest. Unto, me know them not like this.
Live for the weekends anymore. Live for Thursdays when there's Astro Talk on CITR 101.9 with Marco. Bright lights in the big city in Vancouver, listening to Astro Talk on CITR 101.9.
But there's something about Saturday night. You can't say what you won't do, because you know that you're just mine.
Hello, that was CeeLo. Welcome back. You're on CITR 101.9 with Fun Drive. Fun Drive's going on now. We need your support. We need your support to get this radio station going every year. It requires funds, and the funds we receive from you people are a big help. So please phone 604-822-8648, citr.ca/donate. So there's a Denny's gift certificate or Bar One. It's a double restaurant, 1790 or 1750 West Broadway, Broad and Broadway. It's on Broadway Street, and I have a $20 gift certificate. So if you donate $20 or $25, you get a $20 meal. So that's a good deal, and you help our radio station. I also have some books here in the cell in Nong Khai. That's when I was in jail in Thailand. And I have an ESL book I wrote as well. And there's a complete guide to Stargazing by Firefly. It's a beautiful book. It's a big book. It's about 320 pages long. It has all kinds of information about the constellation, the galaxies, stars, clusters, the solar system, all you need to know to keep you happy at night when you're doing your astronomy. So please donate. We are looking forward to you phoning us. So please phone 604-822-8648 or citr.ca/donate. So I'm going to get going on to the back to the article. I'm looking at M82. So what's M82 called? It's called the Cigar Galaxy. And in the center, there's like a big, big, it looks like the end of a cigar that's nice and lit and that's ashy and it's got lights and it's a beautiful looking galaxy. So solar winds come from the Cigar Galaxy and they carry the mass of 50 to 60 million suns. And there is models scientists had. They thought that magnetic fields in the galaxy would be dragged along with the wind. They had no observational proof of this before this. This has proved that that is true. So SOFIA studies it. SOFIA is an observatory. SOFIA is S for stratospheric, O observatory, F for I infrared, A astronomy. So SOFIA, stratospheric observatory for infrared astronomy. And the people at SOFIA, I'm sure they would be very happy if you phoned CITR now and donated for our fund drive. So I'm getting back to the article. So one of the main objectives of the research was to evaluate how efficiently the galactic wind can drag along the magnetic field. We did not expect to find the magnetic field to be aligned with the wind over such a large area, end quote. These observations indicate that the powerful winds associated with the starburst phenomena could be one of the mechanisms responsible for seeding material and injecting a magnetic field into the nearby intergalactic medium. If similar processes took place in the early universe, they would have affected the fundamental evolution of the first galaxies. The results were published in January 2019 in the Astrophysical Journal Letters. So SOFIA's newest instrument, the high-resolution airborne wide camera, HAWC Plus, so HAWC Plus, uses far infrared light to observe celestial dust grains, which align along magnetic field lines. From these results, astronomers can infer the shape and directions of the otherwise invisible magnetic field. Far infrared light provides key information about magnetic fields because the signal is clean and not contaminated by emission from other physical mechanisms, such as scattered visible light. So says Terry Jones, a professor emeritus at the University of Minnesota, Minneapolis, and lead researcher, and quote, "Studying intergalactic magnetic fields and learning how they evolve is key to understanding how galaxies evolve over the history of the universe. With SOFIA's HAWC Plus instrument, we now have a perspective on these magnetic fields," end quote. The HAWC instrument was developed and delivered to NASA by a multi-institution team led by the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, JPL. JPL scientists and HAWC Plus principal investigator Daryl Dowell, along with JPL scientist Paul Goldsmith, were part of the research team using HAWC Plus to study the Cigar Galaxy. SOFIA, the Strategic Observatory for Infrared Astronomy, is a Boeing 747 SP jetliner modified to carry a 106-inch diameter telescope. It is a joint project of NASA and the German Aerospace Center, DLR. NASA's AIM Research Center in California's Silicon Valley manages the SOFIA program, science and mission operations in cooperation with the university's Space Research Association, headquartered in Columbia, Maryland, and the German SOFIA Institute, DSI, at the University of Stuttgart. The aircraft is maintained and operated from NASA's Armstrong Flight Center, Hangar 703 in Palmdale, California. So I have to go to work pretty soon. So I'm just waiting. I'm eager. Can somebody please, thank you, listeners, please call in and support the radio station. You're supporting that young students, not like me, I'm an old guy, but young students can come here and live out their dreams by doing their own shows. They learn a lot about broadcasting and how to make a show. So I have some gifts here. It's a Denny's meal card worth $20. So this is Denny's and Bar One is at Broadway and Broadway and Burrard. I have a $20 gift card. Does anybody want to donate? There's also two toques. One is a Vancouver Canucks. Beautiful, beautiful toque. It's the old Canuck logo, the red, yellow, and black. And it's got a beautiful funky top. And there's a New York Yankees toque. And there's my book, In the Cell in Nong Khai, when I was in jail in Thailand. Yes, I was. And a book called Complete Guide to Stargazing. So please donate, help the radio station, and help me learn more about the universe. So you know what I learned about the universe the other day? That the sun gets brighter by a factor of 10% every... I'm trying to sign out of my thing here. Good, okay. So every billion years, the sun gets brighter by 10%. So scientists feel that... our scientists believe that in 500 million years, the reign of the animals will come to an end. There'll be no more animals on Earth. The sun, because it's getting hotter, one astronomer put it this way. I don't know what is pumping out, but he said the sun is pumping the carbon dioxide out of our atmosphere. So pretty soon there'll be no carbon. Well, 500 million years. A lifeless earth, no more animals. The reign of animals will come to an end in 500 million years unless we find some way to stop what's happening. So the sun is getting brighter, and so there'll be no more animals. All animals will be dead. The earth will be too hot, and carbon dioxide will be pumped out. So every billion years, the sun gets 10% brighter. So that's not what I want to talk about mainly today. I want to talk about Fund Drive. So we are sitting here waiting. Please phone. Your donations will help us continue. I see DP outside. Hi, DP. DP does a great show on the Disability Collective, or sorry, Accessibility Collective, and you help shows like her, shows that are not presented anywhere else. So please help. People like me have fun doing Astro Talk, but there's very relevant shows like DP's show out there. So you know what? I have to leave early a couple minutes today. Thank you for listening. This is Astro Talk. You have been listening to Astro Talk on CITR 101.9. So again, please donate 604-822-8648 or CITR/donate. Thank you for listening. I am signing off now. This is Marco on Astro Talk.
Millions of Canadians who experience depression, anxiety, or some other form of mental illness, there's a free course that can help. The Wellness Recovery Action Plan is an evidence-based program that works. It's developed and facilitated by peers who have experienced their own mental health challenges and have used RAP to recover and maintain long-term stability. It's based on the key concepts of hope, personal responsibility, education, self-advocacy, and support. For more information about the free RAP groups hosted by Vancouver Coastal Health, visit their peer-led website, spotlightonmentalhealth.com.
Don't you see that you should You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra Siam, Nisiam, Nisiaya, Anthas Yakuya, Talitin.